Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Shep, do you don't agree, Shep, with me about Le'Veon Bell, that he's a selfish guy and he should show up for work because they're paying him $14.5 million, whether he likes it or not. He's the highest paid running back in the league, and he won't show up.
I agree with you 100% on your position about him as a teammate. Now, having said that, I do believe that 25 is 25.
Oh, that he's still young.
He's a kid.
Well, that's fine. He's probably got, I think he'll have a good deal of success for the next 4 years.
Sure.
I'm willing to give you that. I never said he wasn't good. I never said a guy wasn't a great back. I said he's a selfish prima donna who's getting bad advice from his agent, who's telling him to not go to work ever because of wear and tear on his body.
Right.
Well, you know what he should do then? He should be a ballerina because they don't get hit like he does. He's in the NFL. You're a running back. You're going to get hit. Wear and tear, that's his middle name. Running backs get hit on every single play of the game, even when they're not getting the ball.
I got
I just don't understand a guy that won't show up for work because he's afraid to get hit.
But for real.
Because he's afraid about his money. He wants to make all that money next year, so he has deserted his team this year. This year, getting him for whatever it is, 5-10 games, is a joke. If I'm the Steelers, I don't let him play. I just don't let him play. Now, people say that's insanity, but you know what? I'll tell you what insanity is. Watching Connor produce for the last 2 weeks. Now, he's no Bell, but they can live without him. There's been a million guys that have come and gone in the NFL that were great running backs that no one remembers once they are finished running the ball. Sure. No one cares. Look at Franco Harris. When he played for the Steelers, he was the greatest running back ever, right? And they loved him.
Different time.
And he won, but so what? He won 4 Super Bowls.
Right.
And then he started running out of bounds. And then they ran him out of town, and he ended up in Seattle. Like all backs, they all go away, every one of them. It's like a television show. They all end. Running backs come and go like the wind, like weather systems. Honestly, they come in, they stick around, and they go out. And that's it. The fact that this guy won't show up for his teammates to stand on the sideline and not take the ball. He doesn't want the ball, obviously. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Because
I think he's a great back, but he's so selfish that I can't stand him. And I'm never changing my opinion ever. I don't care if he scores 50 touchdowns for the Steelers when he comes back. I will never root for that guy again as long as I live on the face of the earth. I don't give a rat's ass if somebody takes his head off.
Your disdain is understandable and justified. But where I'm coming from with you and Carver is this. It is a systemic issue. It's not specifically related to Bell. Why is it that James Harrison comes out and says what he says? Why is it that Ben Roethlisberger has had an open mic and has been negative and critical about the Steelers? I can't remember Drew Brees or Tom Brady or Peyton Manning doing what Big Ben has done in terms of putting the Steelers under the bus. It is systemic. It's not Bell. It's Tomlin and the Steelers. Bell's selfish for all. I give you that. But the bigger issue, the core of this, is the Steelers.
So is that you feel like, I'm guessing, that they run a country club?
I run a country? They don't run anything. It's chaotic. It's Thunderdome. I don't know what they're doing, allow this to happen.
I will say this. I think that the angry mob in Pittsburgh are going to go after Tomlin if they keep losing. His days are numbered in Pittsburgh because they never fire coaches in Pittsburgh. They stick around for 20 years, every coach. Look at them. I mean, Noel, Cowher, and Tomlin have been like the last 30 years. There's been 3 coaches. So they're not firing that guy unless he loses so much that they literally go down the toilet, which is where they're headed right now. They look terrible. I mean, they look terrible. You're down 21-0. You come back and tie it, and you still give up another 22? I mean, my God, how bad are you? And that team led the league in sacks last year. When you lead the league in sacks like the Bears are doing right now, you win. That's what happens. The Steelers were in the playoffs last year like usual. If you don't play defense in this league, you lose. And that's what they're doing right now. They play no defense at all, 0, and they suck. And they're the rest of the team, I mean, Roethlisberger's still slinging it for, 60 times a game. To me, you talk about systemic. That's a problem if you ask me that he has to throw the ball 60 times. I mean, that's just to stay in the game. They're down 20. He's got to throw it 60 times. He has to throw on every play. I won't deny they're better with Bell. I mean, we all know he's a great football player, but That's neither here nor there with me. I'm finished with him. So I don't care. You're not going to convince me otherwise. So I've already made up my mind. It's finished. It's a done deal. So you fans can call in here all you want and tell me how wrong I am. And I don't give a rat's ass what you say to me because I'll never agree with you. So go ahead and call me and tell me how wrong I am. And I'm just going to let you say whatever you want and I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.